Let's come back to John 5:19. Jesus says he only does what he sees the Father doing. Jesus saw God doing things that others did not see then, and they still don't see today. So what did Jesus see the Father doing? He saw God as the source of healing. Jesus said that his purpose was to bear witness to the truth. This is John 18:37. When he's talking to Pilate, he says, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." Let's put these two verses together. The truth he bore witness to is what he saw the Father doing, and therefore he could do them also. Jesus could see or bear witness to God as the source of wholeness and health. He saw people from the perspective of how God originally created them in the image and likeness of God. He saw people from the perspective of what was true in the kingdom of heaven, where there is no sickness or disease. When he did this, people were healed. Or rather, that's what it looked like to everyone watching. But to Jesus, I think he was really just seeing what God had already ordained in heaven from the beginning, which was wholeness and health. Jesus saw what God was doing and had already done. So the question then comes to us. What can you see God doing? When I was a little kid and all the way through high school, my dad was always fixing things around the house. He had a pretty cool tool set, including this great electric drill and the most amazing screwdriver set I've ever seen. He often asked me to help him with the repairs. I would hold the tape measure or a piece of wood while he cut it. As I got older, he encouraged me to do some of the tasks with his supervision. I had watched him many times hammer nails to join pieces of wood together, but the first time I tried to do it, it was pretty hopeless. I missed the nail, I bent the nail. I was a little kid. I wasn't strong enough to hit the hammer hard enough. But it was a beginning, and he patiently watched me and taught me and gave me another opportunity. Lots of more opportunities, actually, until I could hit a nail on the head and get it into the piece of wood. I learned how to do so much simply by watching him at work. Not only did I learn how to do and repair specific things, but I have embraced his mindset that I can do something or figure out how to do something. I really got that mindset from my dad watching him do things around the house. This is just a simple example of what Jesus is talking about. He learned how and what to do by watching his Father. So again, I ask, what can you and I see God doing? Let's start with something simple and ask the question this way. How do you see God loving the world? Whatever your answer is how much you will love all those people. You can only love those you see God love. Can you see God loving everyone so intensely, so completely, so universally, so unconditionally? When you can see this infinite love God has for the whole world, then you have taken the next step to healing like Jesus did. Because healing is really about how you see someone, or rather, how you see God seeing them, how much you can see that God loves them fully and unconditionally, how clearly you can see them as a child of God, originally made in His image and likeness.